Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis Itmo. Hevi'u lifneihem tzitzinu shleimim. That a person was going to eat a suda with bread, and they brought in front of him pieces of bread and whole loaves of bread. Now the question is, to make a bracha, we should make a bracha on something that's more choshev, more important, it's more hidur for the bracha. So is a whole loaf of bread more of a hidur or a big piece? Omar avune, mevorech al ha-psisin u'poitah ha-sashlemi. Makes the bracha ha-motzi, he holds the pieces of bread, and he's poitah ha-sashlemi. So he doesn't. So Rashi says it doesn't mean that he has to make a bracha on dafka, the cut piece of bread. Only it means imrotzon mevorech al ha-psisin. If he wants, he can make a bracha on the pieces. So Rashi learns that there's no milan shlemin. Whatever is bigger, you make the bracha on the bigger one. If the pieces are bigger, you make the bracha on the pieces. If the whole one is bigger, you make the bracha on the whole one. If they're equal, so Rashi says, if he wants, he can make a bracha either on the pieces or on the whole one. So according to Rashi, lefi Rav Huna, there's no mila, there's no more significance in the fact that it's a whole piece of bread. A whole loaf of bread. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, shleimo mitzvah min amuvcho. It's a mitzvah min amuvcho to make a bracha dafka on a whole bread, on a whole loaf. Aval prusa shel chitim b'shleimo shmin ha-seirin. If it's a cut piece that's from chitim, from wheat, v'shleimo min ha-seirin from barley, and barley is less choshev than chitim, Tosfos is mazber because it's next in line in the posik. Chitim comes before seirin in the posik. Divrei Akon mevorech al ha-prusa shel chitim, u'poiter es ha-shleimo shel seirin. So even chitim is more choshev, even if the Rabbi Yochanan holds that a shleim, a whole loaf of bread, is choshev, but chitim is more choshev, even if it's cut, than a shalem of seirim of barley. So we have here, if the bread is the same type of bread, a machlokas ravuna and Rabbi Yochanan, if your ravuna shleimim is no mila, the ikar is what's bigger, and if they're equal in size, so it doesn't matter which one you make the broch on. And if, and if your Rabbi Yochanan, the shleimim is a mila. When is shleimim not a mila? If it's a prusa shel chitim, better than a prusa shel chitim, more than a shleimah shel tzorim. So then the Gemara says from Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba wants to be told that maybe the machlokas is the same machlokas like the tanoim, legabe teruma. If you have to take off teruma from an onion, a bottle, and you have one big one, a cut one, and a small one that's shalim, which one do you take? So one man Dorma Tanakama says that you take from the shalim. Rabbi Yirmiya says that you take from the bottle, chatzi bottle godol, so it's more chosh. So the fear of Yudah, you go after Chashibus, and the fear of the Tanakhama, you go after Shalem. So Rabbi Yochanan would hold like the Tanakhama, and Rav Huna would hold like Rabbi Yudah. Then the Gemara says that if there's no coin here, so for sure you take the one that's more preservative, that's the Shalem, that it won't spoil so fast. And the fear of if there's a coin here, so you give him the Choshev that's bigger. So that means the Gemara said Lefi Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba, it's a machlokas tanoim. But then the Gemara is docha that it's not a machlokas tanoim. Then the Gemara says Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Yireish Yomayim Yotzei Yidei Shneim. Umanu Ma'abrei D'Ravinim. Ma'abrei D'Ravinim used to put Maniach Prusa B'Seich HaShleimo Botzeah. He put the part one into the whole one, and it was Botzeah. That means he attached them together as if they're holding as one, and he held it both in the hand as if it's one, and he made a bracha. So Memele is Yotzi Yedishnim. Rashi says, what's the Yotzi Yedishnim? Yedei Machlokas of Rav Huna v'Rav Yochanan, because Rav Huna said that Shalem is not a Mila, and Rav Yochanan said Shalem is a Mila. So if you hold them together, you're Yotzi both. You're Yotzi also the Peruso, and also the Shlema. So Memele, you're Yotzi both Mandomer. Then the Gemara says, Tony Tana Kamid Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Maniach Prusa B'Seich HaShleimo Botzeah Mevorech. So he told him he made Shalom Ben HaTalmidim. That's much more like Rashi, that Rashi learns that Yotzi Yedishneim is the two mandomim, the two deis of Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. That's called Shalom Ben HaTalmidim. Omar Rav Popeh, I call Mojim B'Pesach. Here we're coming close to Pesach. You put a cut piece of matzah or a half a piece of matzah together with the shalem, and your boteh makes a bracha and you cut. My time lechem oiniksi, because it's lechem oinik. So Rashi says, what's the pshat? Maniach kruso tachas hashleim. Interesting that the Gemara says maniach kruso b'soich hashleim, and Rashi says maniach kruso tachas hashleim. It's interesting that the Prima Godim already says that there's two girsas, and in the Rosh Yosef he talks very bekitzer what it means. So Rashi says, "V'nim tu shtein biyodei ubotzei oy mishtein oy min hashleim." Either he cuts both, or he cuts from the whole one. But not, it's Mashman Rashi, not the Prus. And that's when he's talking about the whole year. Then when Rashi says about Pesach, he says, Lechem lo niksib, Tzedakei shaloni beprusa. Lefichoch tzori sheiroi kebetzea min haprusa. The derech of oni is that he uses a cut piece and he never has a whole loaf of bread. It's like he gets from Nadova. So Memela, it should look like he's cutting from the prusa, so he puts it together with the shlema, because on Pesach he had used lechem oni like bread of a poor person. So it should look like he's cutting from the prusa, and so he puts it together with the shlema. So in Rashi it's mashma that he's learning that on Pesach really you cut from the shlema, not from the prusa. But the Rosh here, before we get to Tosfos Pshat in the Gemara, but the Rosh here brings this Rashi. I'll read it inside, and he says that the pshat in Rashi is that you cut the prusa, the not the whole one. You cut up to the lechem oni, the cut one. He says, "Pirish Rashi b'loshen echad b'tzei mina." He's talking about the whole year. Pirish Rashi b'loshen echad b'tzei mina shleimo. Mikol mokem yotzei deshneim karina be'kiven shemeniach shneim yachad avikilo b'tzei mishteim. Since they're both together, it's ki'ilu he was cutting from both, because he made the broch on both. The Lashon Sheni Piresh, Boitzeh Mishteim Yachad, V'zeh Nireika, that he cuts from both. Mid Amrim Elekamon HaKol Moedim Ninan Pesach, Shemaneach Kruso B'Sech HaShleim O'Boitzeh, that by Pesach he puts the cut one into the whole one, and he cuts my time Elechem O'Niksiv. Mashma Sheboitzeh Gam Min HaPruso Shekein Darko Shaloni, and Pesach for sure, Rashi means that he cuts from the prusa, so the whole year also, when it says maniach prusa b'sech hashlema, he also means that he's cutting from the prusa. So the Rosh says the ikar losh means that he's b'tzeh mishtem the prusa and the shlema. In the beginning of the Gemara that we read, Rav Huna Rabbi Yochanan, so Tosfos learns different than Rashi. Tosfos learns from Rabbi Natan that it's talking, not like Rashi, that the psisim, the cut pieces and the shlemim are the same, equal in size. Only says the psisim are bigger than the shlemim. So Rav Huna holds when they're equal in size, so of course you do a brach on the shlemim, and the shlemim have a mila. But if the psisim are bigger than the shlemim, then you could choose which one do you want. Because from one side you have a mila of shlemim, and one side you have a mila of psisim gedolim that are bigger. So Lefi Rabbi Natan, Rav Huna does have a mile of shalem, but not as big as Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that shlemim is always the ikar. The Rambam, Brachos Brachos, he says, like this, in Perek Hey, and he talks about the Broch of Amotzi, Perek, Perek Zion, Aloch Adali, Mitzvah min Amuvchol, Ivtzea Kikar Sholik. So mitzvah min amuvcha, the best mitzvah is to make a bracha on a whole piece of bread. So the Kesef Mishnah says it's mashman the Rambam, since he doesn't say any protein. So even if there's a psisim gedolim, if there's a bigger piece and it's a cut piece, always the mitzvah is on a kikar shlema. The mila is always a sholim. Imoyso shom shlema shal sa'orim u prusa shal chitim. If he has from one side a prusa shal chitim and a shlema of sa'orim, So chitim is more choshev than sorim, but a shlemo is more choshev than a prusa. So meniach shlemo b'soch prusa b'otzeh mishtein. Kidei sheivtza mechitim u'mishlemo. So the Rambam says that he puts the whole one into the prusa, and he cuts from both kidei, that he should be cutting from a chitim and also from a shlemo. And that's how the Rabbeinu Tam learns in the Gemara when he says, the Gemara says, Yerushalayim Yotzei Deshneim, it talks about two breads. One bread is of chitim, and one bread is of tzarim. The tzarim has the mila of shalom, and the chitim has the mila of chitim, and pruso. So Yotzei Deshneim, the two milas of chitim and the mila of shlemim. So if so, what's the pshat in the Gemara that it says, Shasam to shalom ben talmidim? We're not talking about talmidim. Over there, the Gemara says that ko'akol moidim, that you use the, you make a brach on the prusa shel chitim. So you have to say that the pshat is because the yotzei deshneim, he holds like Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba that he held that it was a machlokes tanoim. The prusa shel chitim shlema shel tzorim is a machlokes tanoim by botzol gadol and botzol shole, chatzi botzol gadol and a botzol shole. And he doesn't hold up the dichoy of the Gemara. The Gemara brings it like that in the Shulchan Aruch, that he holds that the one that says Yotzei Deshneim holds that it's still Machlokes Tanoim and it's not a Kol Moedim. So Memele Yotzei Deshneim Mosam to Shalom Bin Atalmidim, the Machlokes Tanoim of Chitim Neged Shleimo Shel Tzorim. So Memele the Rambam paskins that you should do Yotzei Deshneim the two milas of Chitim and Shleimo. Shabbos is of Yomim Tovim. The Rambam is Mamshich and he says Chayv Livtzei Al Shteki Kolis. So he takes both in his hand and he cuts one. It's interesting that the Rambam says, Shleimo shosor and prusa shochitim. So he says, Maniach shleimo besuch prusa. The whole Gemara it always says, Maniach prusa besuch shleimo. That's more mistaber because the prusa has a sharp edge, a straight edge. And you put it in, like into the prusa and it covers up and it looks like it, they're both shleimo. But to put a shleimo besoch prusa is it's a different lashon than the Gemara. So it would be mashma the Rambam that the ikir is the prusa shel chitim. On the kedei to be yotze also the din of shleimo. So you put the shleimo besoch prusa, making the prusa more choshev than the shleimo. For the ma'aseh the Rambam says you should be yotze the shneim to make both. Now, we have to understand what it means, boitzea. Does boitzea mean, when it says boitzea mishtein or boitzea min ashlema, does it mean that he holds them by the bracha? Does it mean that he cuts it? Or does it mean the bracha? Does it mean both? He makes the bracha and also he cuts it. Before we go weiter, there's in the Shulchan Aruch, brings down the din that you make a bracha on the shalem, and if it's chitim and tzarim, like we said, so you put prusa tachas hashleimo butzeh mishtein yachad. That's what Prima Godin says. Why the Shulchan Aruch didn't use the Rambam's lashon of butzeh hashleimo? He says tachas hashleimo. So the Mogen Avram, there's a Bir Aloch here, brings the Mogen Avram, says from the Rashal, the Marshal, that if there was two breads on the table, one was a prusa, let's say, chitim, and a shlema shel sa'urim. There's two people making a bracha, so the Marshal said one person should, then you won't say Yotzei Deshneim to put it together, only then one should make the bracha on the shlema, and one should make the bracha on the prusa. So the Mogen Avram says, what kind of a pshara is it? If you're supposed to, if there's a mila, so by the bracha it should be a mila. Each one is losing the other mila. So he says, that he brings from the Big De Yesha that the Balabai should make the bracha on the prusa shel chitim and be motzi, the one that's sitting next to him, with the bracha, and he'll make his cutting, his betziah will be on the shlema shel sa'orim. So then it's more nicker that he's using the shlema by itself. So what's the pshat? If so, it means that he's yosef the bracha that was said on the chitim for the shleima shel seorim. But that's it's a little bit of a dochak. My rov dochak to parenter the Mogen Avraham. But it seems to be that the Marshal is learning that it shouldn't be a bizoin for the bracha. It should be a hider for the bracha to use whatever we could to make nice the bracha, to make kosher the bracha. We should use either shleima or a prusa. But if there's two people eating together, it's all one suuda. In this suuda, we're making a bracha on the shleima, we're making a bracha on the prusa, as if saying the suuda is mitzarev, and we have both milas kos. And this suuda was made a bracha on the shleima, and was made a bracha on the prusa. It's not as if the bracha was left out from one of the milas. That maybe would be pshat in the marshal. The Reef's Loshen and Psochim. Wait, the Gemara says in Shabbos. First we'll read the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, when it talks about Lechem Mishnah, it says in Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Omud Beis, Omar Avabech, B'Shabbos Chayv Odom Livtsoya Al Shtei Kikoris, Tichsid Lechem Mishnah. Omar Avashi Chazin Elei L'Rav Kana Denok Atalti Ubot Chachode. He only cut one. That means he held two because he need Lechem Mishnah. Why are you saying the bracha? You need to hold Lechem Mishnah. But he only cut one of them. Why? Omar liktu k'siv. It says loktu lechem mishnah. So loktu is only mashma that they held it in their hand. It's lav davke that they made the bracha on two together. So mainly all two together is zeicher for lechem mishnah. But to cut it, you don't have to cut both. One is enough. So Rashi says livtzoya. Chayv Odom Livtzoya El Shteki Kolis. Rashi says Livtzoya Birchas Amoitzis. That's Mashman Rashi that Livtzoya, when the Gemara is talking about Livtzoya, the Iker means the Brocha, not after the cutting. Afterwards, the Gemara says you can only cut one. When the Gemara starts off Chayv Odom Livtzoya El Shteki Kolis, so he says Birchas Amoitzis. Maybe because the Gemara says later that he only cuts one of them. So here Livtzoya doesn't mean cutting. Here Livtzoya means the Brocha. So a component we see that it could sometimes be the soya means the bracha, and sometimes the soya means the cutting. The Ran and Psochim, the Reef and Psochim, says, and that Kofei on his base in the Dapim of the Reef. It talks about our Gemara in Brochus, about Leil Pesach, that by the Seder we use Prusa and Shleima. So he says like this. Omar Shmuel Lechem Oni Lechem Shoni and all of Dvorim Harbe. It's bread that we talk on it a lot of things. That means we say that God when the matzah is in front of us. Tani Nam Yochi Lechem Oni Lechem Shoni and all of Dvorim Harbe. Dovracha Lechem Oni Ma Dalke Shaloni Beprusa. Afkan Beprusa. Just like Oni, he usually when he eats a suda, he has only a cut piece. He doesn't have a whole loaf of bread. So also here, by Pesach, we use lechem oni. We sit like as if we're oni, as if we're poor people. And we use not a whole loaf of bread. So v'racha lechem oni, madaka shaloni umasik v'shtoifa, avkan umasik v'shtoifa. That means it's masa that you do real fast. Yilkach b'Pesach, mevorchinon al chode u'pruz. On Pesach, we make a broch on 1.5 bread, not of the Shar Yomim Tovim, so we do on 2 whole bread, like Shabbos. Tomar Baba Chayvodam Livtzei Ashteki Kores. Upil Shur Rabbanon De Biyomim Tovim Nami, you're supposed to cut on 2 bread, just like Shabbos, because the Iker Chiyuv on Shabbos for 2 breads is because Deloy Havim Hamon Nochis B'Shabbos. Elo Hava Nochis B'Shabbos, Berev Shabbos Zugi Zugi. Because on Shabbos it didn't come down the mon. The mon came down on Arab Shabbos. Zugi zugi means in pairs. It's mashma that it came down already. When it came down in pairs. Gemoy davenochis ba'avi Shabbos. So also on Yom Tov was like that. Yilkach bino l'mivtza b'yom tov al tauten rifose shleimose kede mechaydino b'Shabbos. U'bepesach it would have been like every Yom Tov they need 2 bread. Also lechemoni v'goro lepalge d'chode. It lechem oni comes to tell us that you need lechem oni. So instead of 2 breads, it took off 1 of the breads. It's megareh. It takes off from what we need on the lechem mishneh. So it's 1.5. Yilkech batzino nachode upalgi. Chad botza monach lo leprusa begoy shleimose ubotza. Dom Rav Papa komedim bepesach shemaniach prusa b'sech shleimo b'tzeh matayim lechem oni k'tibbe. So the Reef started off saying the lesson of the reef in the beginning is the Pesach mevorchinon al chodur pruta. He's talking about the bracha. And then in the Hemshech he says, Batzinon al chodur palge. So, also we don't know what he says mevorchinon is chutz from the betziah. Does betziah mean the bracha? Or mevorchinon, and then batzinon is to cut both of them, the pruta and the shlema. The Ran on the reef, he says, how do we do the brachas? We have two brachas on Lent Pesach. We have 1.5 matzahs, like it says in the Gemara, half a matzah and a whole one. And we have two brachas, Amoitzi and Alachilas matzah. So he says, Vaday ala pruso yivorech lechol matzah. For sure, that the pruso, the half one, that's the one you say, a brach alachilas matzah, because that's the lechemoini, that's why we brought it. But then, when it comes to Amotzi, where do we say Amotzi? Do we say it on the one that's the half or the whole one? So some say you say Amotzi on the whole one. On the Shlema, why do we say on the Shlema Amotzi? So that's Tosfos. Tosfos and Daf Lamed Tes on the day says that we shouldn't make the two brachas, Amotzi and Alachilas Matzah, both on the same matzah, because then it's like Oisin Mitzvah, Chavilos, Chavilos. There's a deen. His brother in Arvei Pesachim, that if you have two mitzvahs to do, you shouldn't do them both like a package deal on one. Let's say we're talking about Kiddush and Avdolah. You're supposed to make it's Mutzoy Shabbos and it's starting Yom Tov, or the opposite, so you're making, not the opposite, it's Shabbos first and then comes Mutzoy Shabbos and Avdolah, it's for Yom, it's Mutzoy Shabbos Avdolah for Shabbos and Kiddush for Yom Tov. So you shouldn't use the same coast. L'chatchila, the Gemara says Chavilos, because you're using the same coast for Kiddush, and then you'll say, once you're using it, you already do the other bracha on it, like you're saving a coast, and you're not using it. It's like a bizayin, that you're not using two separate coasts, one for Kiddush and one for Avdolah. The Gemara then says that Kiddush and Avdolah is the same minion, so it's not Chavilos. But, or let's say by Chasana. In the Chuppah, we have Birchas Erusin first, Asher Kiddushonu b'mitzvoyso b'tzivonu alo ahoyos, that's Birchas Erusin, and we use a coast. And then we use a code for Birchas Nisuin, that's the Sheva Brochas that come afterwards. So it'd be Chavilois that we're using Erusin and Nisuin, the same code, like saying, and what do we have to go be Matrech to bring two codes? We'll use the same code on both. So therefore, we say it's called Oisim Mitzvah Chavilois Chavilois. So first we do Birchas Erusin on a code, and we make a Hefsing. We read the Ksuba, Kedei to be Mafsik, and then we could use the code for Birchas Nisuin, and it's not called Chavilois. So here Tosfos says this, we'll use the same matzah. And we'll say Birchas HaMoitzi and Achilas Matzah both on the same matzah. So it comes out you're doing Chavilos, Chavilos. You're using the same matzah for both brochas. The same night you have to make two brochas HaMoitzi because you're eating a Suda for Yom Tov. And Achilas Matzah goes to a special mitzvah of matzah and Leil Pesach. And you're using the same matzah. So Menela Tosfos says that you should separate the brachas, one on the prusa and one on the shlema. So here the reef says, the round says, that you should say for sure the alachilas matz on the prusa, because that's the lechem oini. And the amoitzi, some say you should do it on the shlema. Why on the shlema? Because that comes for the suda, for the yontes, and it shouldn't be chavila, so we put that on the shlema. And the round says, no, it's not mistaber, because you did one mitzvah on the Perusa, and you're going to say Achilas Mas on that. So once you're doing one mitzvah, and you should do both mitzvahs on it. So the Rambam doesn't say Chavilos, that's what Tosfos says, but we have to bring in the Tosfos that because of Chavilos we're separating them. The Rambam says no, that because you did one mitzvah, you should do another mitzvah on it. So it's not Choshish for Chavilos, and in Tosfos itself, he's Choylek on the Inyan of Chavilas, and he says that when we're talking about Brochas, it's not an Inyan of Chavilas. The Lashon of the Rishonim is that it's Birchas Anenin. Birchas Anenin, we don't say Chavilas, just like by Kiddush. We say Borei Pri HaGefen, which is Anenin. Then we say Kiddush HaSayim. So it's not called Chavilas, or Moror. If you don't have two kinds of Moror, you don't have Karpas and then Moror. You have the same one you're going to use. So you say Borei Pri HaDomo, and the Bari Priyadomo, and then you say Alachilas Moror. So you're saying two brachas. So you see that by Birchas Anenin, you don't say Chavilas. also there are Lashma Dazaruas Vatsbi. Since it's a mitzvah, it's not called one mitzvah, it's not called the Chavilas. So what does Tosfos really hold? The Bemis, it shouldn't be Chavilas, because it's the same inyan, the same mitzvah that I'm saying Amoitzi for eating the matzah, and Achilas Matzah because it's a mitzvah, so why should it be called Chavilas? So Bemis, it can be Mechalik, because by Kiddush, the Iker is Kedusha Sayyem. And you see, in Tefillah also we say Kedusha Sayyem, your Yetzer, the Doraisa. There's all Rabbi Kiveger about it, that once you daven, you're already a Doraisa. Only then the Rabbanan came and said, this Kedusha Sayyem, you should do it ala Kos. So the Kos is a total to the Kedusha Sayyem. So the Iker is the Kedusha Sayyem. And then they were Misakin ala Kos. So Bari Priya given is total to the Brocha of Kedusha Sayyem. It's like Nigrar Iftar, so it's not Chavilas. But when we're talking about Leil Pesach, about eating Matzah, so even without Achilas Matzah, you have a Din Sud of Yontif, and you have to say Amoitzi, and you're Yotzi, even without Asher, Kedushanah Ben Mitzvah, so it's Yvonne or Achilas Matzah, you can say Amoitzi Lechem Nautz, and also be Yotzi the Din of Matzah. So it comes out that it's two brachas that not one is nigrari after the other. It's meikar adin to say amoitzi, and it's meikar adin to say alachilas matzah. So mamela, since it's two brachas that are meikar adin, each one by itself could be made on a matzah. So mamela, it could be, that's why I hope that it's more called chavilois if you say both brachas on one matzah. So then the Ran says that you should say both brachas on the matzah of the Perusa, because you have it bechod a mitzvah, you should make another mitzvah. The Oid, the Rav Papa says, I call Moedim v'Pesach, they manech Perusa b'sich ha-shleimo. And it goes on the Gemara that says, that the whole year you do like that, Perusa b'sich ha-shleimo b'tzeh. So what's the pshat? Then why you put the Perusa b'sich ha-shleimo? Because you want to be b'tzeh on the Perusa. If you're not going to cut the Perusa, there's no point in putting it b'in ha-shleimo. You're putting it ben Hashlema to get the chashivas of Shlema b'shaste brocha, and you're b'tzei on the Prusa. So memeile by Pesach also. So you're b'tzei on the Prusa. You only add it on the Shlema, because they have the mila of the Shlema. Just that it should be there by shaste brocha. Rabbeinu Yonah, it says in brochas, I call meidim b'Pesach shemeniach Prusa l'seich ha-shlema b'tzei ha-kloima, meniach shleimo lehidur mipnei amoyev. Boitzeh me'aprusa. The shleimo is just a hidur mipnei amoyev because the chshivas of yantav to have a whole loaf of bread in front of you. But the ikar is you're doing the bitzi on the prusa because of lechem loini. So then he says, k'moyshe derecho anishe kol hashona ein lo ipas shleimo. The whole year he doesn't have a whole piece of bread. And he has to cut from a prusa afkan bepesach ein lo lifsoya elo beprusa. So just like the whole year, he has to cut from a prusa. So Pesach also cut from a prusa. It's also Mashman Rabbeinu Yonah that the hamoitzi should be made on the prusa. Why? Because it's lechem oini, and that's the difference between the whole year. The whole year we eat regular bread, a whole loaf. And on Pesach we're making ourselves like lechem oini, so we should, the same hamoitzi that the whole year we say on a sholem, so on Pesach we should say it on a prusa. So it's Mashman Rabbeinu Yonah that the hamoitzi should be on the prusa. The Ran says a different time. The Ran, we said, it says, because Kisavit Bechod the Mitzvah. The Rabbeinu Yonah would be Mashma that way, and the Ramban in Brochus says that since it's because of Lechem Oini, so the Lechem Oini should be made on the Prusa to show the difference between the whole year. And that's what our Chasulchan brings down the tongue. So, Tosfos in Brochus says, when he says that you should separate the brachas, he says, "Ein lipsei akim al shleimo, but aprusa yivorech al achilas matzah." So he says the shleimo should be on the moisi, and the prusa should be achilas matzah, and then korchim boichli mishtem yachat. That should look like you also but say on the prusa, so you should eat from both. Then Tosfos says, "Rabbeinu Menachem miyuni mivine, by rogel asis akol al aprusa ve'en shleimo bochim b'shvil lechem mishne." He says everything should be said on the Prusa, that's like the Ranam, it's Mashman Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Shlem is only for Lechem Mishnah. And then he says the Re, so sometimes used to say Amoitzi on both, and before he cut it, and then he would say Al Achilas Matzah and cut from both. because he's using both, it's not called chavilos. And sometimes he didn't want to be mishan of the minik, and he used to say al shlemo hamoitzi, and a little bit he would cut it, and then on the prusa al achilas matzah. The Torah brings down in the beginning of Siman Tofa and Hay how to do these brachas on the Seder night. It says like this: Yitol Yodov. So he says on the Shleimo Hamoitzi, that means he's saying that on the Shleimo should say Hamoitzi, because it's like for Yontiv, and the Prusa Alachilas Matzah, and he eats from both, kazayis from each one. Since he made a bracha on each one, he should use a kazayis from each one. He can't eat two kazayisim from, that means one from each. So he should first eat the kazayis of Amoitzi and then the kazayis of Matzah. Then he continues and says, "Mipnei sheyesh mishorina shemevorech alaprusa Amoitzi v'alashleimo alachilas Matzah." That means there's a machlokes. Some say that the prusa is alachilas Matzah and the shleimo is Amoitzi. Some say the prusa is Amoitzi and the shleimo and the shleimo is alachilas Matzah. So why did they say it that way? So he said because the prusa of Achila is Amoitzi, Kedei that should be like Amoini and different than the whole year. And then the Shleimo is Al Achila's Matzah, because you shouldn't do both on one Matzah. So how do we eat the Kazaisim? We don't know which sheet we should use. Which does Amoitzi go on which one? Achila's Matzah goes on which Matzah? The Kach, Oitzi, Lotzi, Zidishne. Yechis, Shten, Biyodoi, Biyodoi, Amoitzi, Al Achila's Matzah, Miyad, Zechazet. So he says today to be able to both cheetahs, so you hold them both in your hand, and you're mechaveh hamoitzi and achilas matzah for each one, for which one it has to go on. So the Torah brings down both cheetahs, and he says that today to be able to the shnayim, so you hold the both matzahs in your hand, and you're mechaveh on which one it is. Then at the end of that simen, the Torah brings from the reef. That's the Torah sheet that you hold three matzahs. Till now we were talking about the Rishonim that all of them say that you need only two matzahs, one is a prusa and one is a shleima. But then the Torah brings that some Rishonim, the Rosh says, the Mordechai says, that you use three matzahs. Why? Because it's not worse than every yontov, that every yontov it's lechem mishnah, so you need two shleimim. And chutz from the lechem mishnah, you need lechem only sets of prusa. So in Eila, you have three matzahs. Two shleimim, and one is a prusa, because you cut it by yachat. The Chag of the Beis Yosef brings three timing, three reasons why we cut the matzah before we say the agod in the beginning. Because really, why? When do we need the prusa? We need it b'shas ha-moitzi. So why do we cut the matzah before Agoda? So he says three reasons. The first is from the Kolbo. It's in Tafa and Gimel. One reason is because we want to say the Agoda, Lechem She'enim Olav Dvorim. So we want to say the Agoda on the matzah that's Lechem Oni that's cut. The second reason is today that the Tinokas, they'll see that we're cutting a matzah before the Suda even started, and they'll ask, why is it? Oh, they'll ask Manishtana, why we'll have a Shiloh V'tshuva. The third reason he says is because the tinokas will see matzah on the table. They'll start eating matzah, and they might finish the matzah, and you won't have any matzah left when you have to be yotzei hamoitzi. So memela, they were mesaken to cut the matzah in half, and one piece to save on the side for after kolma, today to be sure, to make sure that you have matzah left to eat. That's three interesting timing that we still do the yachatz in the beginning. And Avi Ezri is brought, for the Mordechai brings Avi Ezri, and Avi Ezri says, why do we cut, the ones who scream at us, why do we cut the second one and we don't cut the first one? There should be a mavir in ala mitzvahs, because the first matzah that's in front of you is the one you should use to do the mitzvahs. So he says that the cutting of the matzah is not a mitzvah, it's just eitzah to do, but it's not really a mitzvah, so we don't say by the a mavir in ala mitzvahs. So back to the Torah in Tofa and Hay. So it brings from the reef that we use two matzahs, and then kosuk says that great. Chiluf minogim kosuk. Anshei bovel shechal Pesach b'Shabbos. When Pesach comes out on Shabbos, it's not like this year that it's Pesach on Mutzoy Shabbos. We're talking if Pesach comes out on Shabbos. So he puts a prusa ben shtei shleimus. That means you use three matzahs and the prusa is between two holam. Shechal bechol, when it comes out during the week, he brings a prusa and shleimo mavarech aleh shtei brachas. That means when it comes out on Shabbos, so you need lechem mishnah for Shabbos, so you have three matzahs, lechem mishnah and lechem oini. But if it comes out on weekday, so lechem oini is enough. You don't need lechem mishnah chutzal lechem. Pesach is different because of lechem oini. וכן חילק בהג שכוס הווכת דמיקלה פיסחה בלב שבסה ביציא על טאוטן ופרוצה. When it comes out on Shabbos, but when it comes out during the week, so you're ביציא on a chodo פרוצה. And the Tessus wrote that you should do three. וכן כוס הווכת אמרם, and that's what the Rosh, וכן נוהגים באשכנז ובצופס, so they used to do like וכה ללח מיתר, because one who goes out of Beisa Asurim, he has to bring a toda, and a toda is four kinds of lechem. Well, one is chametz, we can't do a zecha for that. So he had three lechomim, three kinds of bread. So we do three matzahs, zecha lelachme toda, and they used to do it for my sorum. All the things are zecha, simonim, that for like a carbon toda. Pesach in Pesachim, that Kufta Zion, where it says, Ma Darka Shaloni Beprusa, so Pesach says, Nira Ben Amoitzi, also you have to make on the Brach on the Prusa. That means not only Achilas Matzah, but also Amoitzi should be on the Prusa, because it says, Hakol Moedim, Rinyan Pesach, Shemaniach Prusa B'Sich HaShlem, to Betzia. That means afilu leman domar mevorich al hashleimo poiteres hapsitzo, but lapay Pesach, so eina mevorich al hashleimo, elo al hapruzo, umanicho b'sich hashleimo, kdei shineo shebotza al hashleimo. Mashma delinyan amoitziko mairis, it's mashma from Tesis that he's holding both matzahs, manech pruzo b'sich hashleimo, but the ikar kavone and the ikar b'tzir will be on the pruzo. So you see that you could hold them both in your hand, and the ikar is called the bitsia, the ikar is on the prusa. And then afterwards, Tosha says, V'koma, boza rochi omar b'chir barabe b'shabes chad l'yitzor shteki kois. And ikar will say, the b'chir barabe is really in Shabbos. So why is it brought in brochas, the din of shteki kois on Shabbos? So he says, lochi maisi also machal Pesach. After it says about Pesach, it says about Shabbos of shtei lechem, lo'imar shetzor shomatzo shlishis mishum lechem ishna. It's interesting. The Gemara was coming to say how to do so. He should have brought first Shabbos and Yom Tov, first Shabbos, and then to talk about Pesach. But it's only talking about Pesach because of Lechem, because of Chodor Prusa. Then it brings Shabbos, the Tosha says to Raya, then it means that you need three matzahs on Lechem Pesach, Kedei to be Yotze, the din of Lechem Mishnah of always, and the din of Lechem Oini of the Prusa. There's a shita that's brought in the Rishonim of the Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon learns from the Gemara and Brachas that Bames Lechatchila, and the Ron brings it in Tzochim. The Bames you use Lechem Mishnah like every Shabbos and Yom Tov. You don't need a Prusa of the Klal because it's like every Shabbos. Only if you had only a prusa, if they brought in front of you a psisim or shleimim, one prusa and one sholem, so then you could use a prusa also. You don't have to go looking for a sholem, because it's called lechem mishnah, so it's also good. It's like mashma that mina mufko would be too. But the diabet, if you only have a prusa or shleim, it's also good because it's called lechem oini. Maybe the pshat would be because all the time a shalom is really called lechem. A prusa, not mashman, the few places the Gemara and Ketzad Mevorchim, the prusa is not called lechem so much. But on Shabbos, you need two things to have a shem lechem. But on Pesach, also a prusa has a shem lechem because today is lechem oini. So since a prusa also has a shem lechem, so that also could be called. That means the ikar din lechem, shem lechem is on a shalom. But if you have a prusa, it also could be called lechem. So maybe it's called that you're using two lechems. And he brings a raya, because the Gemara, Ketan Borg Daflam Ches says, kubadar, it's a certain kind of bread that you make in the ground. So it's also called bread, and all the miyutubi de chavosa de pesach, because it's called lechem oini. And the Gemara doesn't mean that because kubadar is a certain kind of a not such a chosh of a bread, so So it's called Lechemeni. That means you should go looking for Kuvah D'Ara and use that for Pesach. Only means if you used it, it's kosher. It's also called Lechemeni. So Menela, he says that on Leil Pesach you should use two Shleimim and no Perusa. But if you only had a Perusa, so then you could use a Shalim and a Perusa. The Bira Lacha and Simon Tofai and Hay bring is talking about this tour that says to eat two kezesim, one from the Amritsi and one from Dachilas Matan. He says it doesn't say it in any Rishonim, and it's a chidush, and why should they be machadish or new things? And he says, it's only because of Lechem Mishnah, but they're all one mitzvah. Or you need two brachas and two matzahs because of chavilus, but everybody holds that it's all one mitzvah. It's just a shal of the tshuva of the bracha. But Meikar Adin, he could eat from anyone he wants. So Meneila, why should there be enough that he should eat only from one kezayis? The Rambam's Loshen in Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah, Perek, and he says about the Seder of Pesach, he says, V'lekeach shnei rekikin, two matzahs, v'cholik echod mehen, u'maniach porus letech sholem, u'mevorech ha-moitzi lechem min ha-orech. U'mipnei mayin u'mevorech ha-shtei kikoreth kishar yomim tovim, shum shenem ha-lechem o'ini, ma darka sheloni b'prusa, otkan b'prusa. So the Rambam paskens to use only two. Kedei that it should bedavke be lechem o'ini. And he says, v'chakach kirich matzo mori kachsu metabal b'chorizis. He says, v'brocha l'achilas matzo su mavoirim. So he b'chlau says the achilas matzo on later. But the din is to use two matzos. And that's how the groan, the Shulchan Aruch, is machriya to use two matzos and not three. Because he says, all the rise of the Rishonim, and then he says, that if you would take three matzahs, one, two for lechem mishnah, one for lechem oini, so where's the lechem oini? You have two lechems that are shalim like every Shabbos. Mali bet you added on one piece. Where's the lechem oini? Lechem oini is if you don't have a shalim. So instead of one shalim, you take a perusa, then it's called lechem oini. So the ma'isa besikum, there's shittas of a lot of rishonim to use two matzahs, a shalim and a perusa. That's the one we cut for Avikrima. And the minig is to use three matzahs, that's the Rosh and the Mordechai. They use three matzahs because now worse than any yontif, so use two are called Lechem Mishnah and one is called Lechem Oini. And then there's one sheet of the Rav Haigon that he holds that damage you could use only two shleimim. If you then have two shleimim, use one and here. That's the union of how many matzahs and how to say the brachas on Leil Pesach by the Seder.